She looked at me and she said, Ryan, what does our core value say? Play it 100%. I'm all in. And obviously I cried more. First thing is, you've got to have a set of core values. You've got to have a set of core values. But I'm going to add something today. By the end of today, at least you will each have a task to go have your own personal set of core values. If you've been in my group for more than 2 years and you have not yet set up a set of core values, I'm coming after you. I'm coming after you because, I don't even know what I would have done now during COVID-19 if I didn't have sort of core values, because I got to lean on the core values. I couldn't even look some of my team, this is truth, guys. I couldn't even look some of my team members in the eye during COVID-19, during the lockdown. And the reason I couldn't look in the eye is I felt the way that some of my team members stepped up to the plate, I could never show them enough gratitude. There's nothing I could say to even say thank you enough. I mean, I'm talking about some of our team members, just the stuff they did and the way they stepped, how many of you guys when someone like helps you so much that you're almost embarrassed? You're like, how do I that's what some of my team members were like during this period. And I remember I was outside. We're in the hub now here. Many of you have been here, and I was outside, and it was like 8 o'clock at night. And to one of my team members, she's been with me for 10 years. She'd been moving stuff all day. She's dirty. She's not even supposed to be there. She's just dedicating her time to us, kind of just volunteering, if you will. She's like, no, I choose to be here, Ryan. I choose to be here. And I just looked at her and I started crying. And I was like, I just don't know how to thank you. Like, I just don't know. Anything I say right now is just, I don't even know what to say. You know, it's been for 10 years and just there. And we're going to talk about this a little bit later. And it all comes down to core values. But she looked at me and she said, Ryan, what does our core value say? Play it 100%. I'm all in. And obviously I cried more. I just cried. I'm like, like, I'm all in. Like, the core values said that. Now, not everyone abides by your core values, but you at least have core values to police. The core values become the policeman, right? So here's the definition of core values. 5 to 10 statements that are either towards or away from the way you want to run the brand business. I don't have time to teach this now, but what I am going to say is this. On the membership page is a module on how to develop your core values. A couple things here. You want to answer these two questions. Here, how do you know if this place is, one question is, if you've got an existing team, how do you know when this place is rocking? Like, what can you write down? So here's an example. I implore you to make your core values, like, don't make them too general. This is what the mistake people make. They say things like, we are ethical. Well, your definition of ethical and my definition of ethical are completely different. I want you to make them more simple. Like, we always show up early. We always play at 100%. So one for me, I've had a lot of you. For instance, when I was adjusting full time, just for me, I knew the shift was rocking when we were celebrating each other. So that became a core value. We always celebrate each other. I also know that whenever we high-fiving and hugging, that was just a corny thing that I liked, right? So here's what you have to understand. Raise your hand if you're a little bit weird. We're all freaking weird. So all you gotta do is let people know your weirdness quickly. Right? So I am irrational about timeliness when it comes like to live events, like, breaks. Like, it's heartbreaking for me. You know, you've got 400, 100 people in the room. People come. I've just got to let my team, because it's not them. It's me. I'm a weirdo, not them. but I've got to let them know my weirdness. So some of you have to let your team know your weirdness a lot quicker. So answer that question. How do you know this place is rocking? Next question is, answer this, what pisses you off? I remember doing this once and somebody was like, do you know what really pisses me off? Is when people don't throw their face paper away. It really pisses me off. It was like, just put the fucking face paper in the thing. And I was like, okay, cool. Like, I was like, just why don't you write that down? Chill, but like write that down so that your team know. Because yeah, you are freaking out about the face paper, but your team don't know. So write down what pisses you off, you understand? Because listen, your business is a reflection of you, whether you like it or not. And that's good news and bad news. When it's going well, you're in a good place. When it's not going well, the only person to blame is who? There's no 5 million pounds turnover, 3,000 visits. There's no one else to blame. Like, oh, but Ryan, I can't blame. It's not my fault. It's always my fault. It's always my fault. Always. Always, always, always my fault. So it's always your fault too, which is good, which means if it's always your fault, guess what? Guess who's in control? Everybody do this, say, I am. It means you're in control. It means you are captain of your ship. You can change it. But the minute you say it's someone else's fault, you can't change anything. I'm just trying to see if there's too many kids. There's no kids. I am going to swear a little bit, by the way. I'm going to swear a little bit. Just, I hope that's okay. So, okay, first thing is core values. So let's get, share my screen. So can you, okay, cool. You guys can see that, yes? So let's go through this. So these are, I'm going to send this to you guys. I'm going to send this to you guys. So don't worry. Afterwards, I'm going to send this to you guys. But these are our house of core values. There's also something called as a value speech. A value speech. So all value speech is 3 to 4 statements describing the core value. So I want everyone to think of something now. So stop sharing for a second. So here's what I want. Everyone think of one thing right now that pops up. When I said, how do I know when this place is rocking? If you could write it down, answer this question. Before somebody joins your team and you want them to know, hey, listen, if you don't want to hug, this is the wrong place for you. Like, I'm talking about something quirky, it's fun or whatever. What popped up for you? And then what popped up for you when I said what pisses you off? And then give a definition to it, right? So if it pisses me off that people are late, I can't say be on time. Okay, let me give an example. Anna, your definition of be on time and my definition of be on time are different things. So I have to define what being on time is. So in my core value speech, it says being on time is being early. It's being early, right? Which means you need to be prepared and present, which means don't just arrive early. You need to, it's all in the statements. You need to be seated and ready and prepped prior to the start time. Don't arrive at 10 seconds before and then say, I still need to go to the toilet, but I was on time. No, that's not on time. Early, prepared, and present. Right, there's a famous story about Sir Clive Woodward, who, when he first took the England became the winning team of the World Cup, he threw a big book into the middle of the circle and he said, that's how we're going to win the World Cup. And then he said, now we have to go write it. Hey guys, thanks for watching. Don't forget to hit the subscribe button and turn on the notifications so you know exactly when I'm coming on to give you a great tip.